getting close. Yeah, they just got 12 minutes put up on the board. And here comes the kick.
Kickoff going Manica's way.
They're kicking it right at Manica.
To go into the end zone. Yep. Smart play.
Very smart.
If he touched that, he would have been right on the one-yard line. He would have had to run it out, but.
Got out of the way right in time.
Heads-up play.
Very good. Drain will come out with the offense at the 20-yard line, first and 10. First possession of the second half for the Rockets.
All right, boys, let's go.
Yeah, trailing two scores. Need to get out early, get some offense going, and then, like we talked about, shore up that defense. All right, so Shelby County opening up in the shotgun. Manica off to, looks like the left of Drain. Three receivers. One goes in motion. There's a pitch to the receiver in motion coming from the near side. That is number two, Keyshawn Catlett. Brandon Davis. Keyshawn Catlett, number three. Davis using his speed.
Didn't
have a whole lot of blocking, but used his speed to get to the edge and pick up a few positive yards. They're staying 3-yard gain.
Second and 7. Rain is coming down pretty good, folks.
Yeah, I think it picked up. It looked like it let up a tad bit maybe at halftime, but I think it's picked up pretty good.
We're getting a little more of a pool on that track there, so.
Yeah,
you can imagine what the field's feeling like.
Starting to puddle up nice. So we got Drain with Manica off to his left, two wide out. Manning goes motion again. That is a snap that
play.
Drain came off of Drain's hands, went straight up in the air. He was fortunate to get that back. Could have been disaster. It almost got by him. Drain was able to get it and salvage.
That's about a half a yard.
Yeah, salvage just a little bit of a loss instead of a 7 or 8 yard loss or even worse. Going to bring up third down and 7, third down and 8 or so. Let's say third and 7. On the 1 yard loss.
Need a good gain right here.
Absolutely.
Let's go. Keep the momentum going.
I'd like to see a little screen pass here. You know, it's just kind of an extension of the run game, but get a little screen pass and see if you can't work some magic.
Showing blitz right up the middle. Hands off.
Oh, man.
Piss outside. Broken play.
That did not go anything like I'm sure they thought it would.
That's a massive loss.
Just looked like confusion on the offensive line and people. I mean, the defensive line for Franklin County was just
that looks like about 10 or 11-yard loss right there.
Yeah, that was not exactly what you want on your first offensive series of the second half. Going to bring up fourth and forever. Josh Edwards will come on to punt. Edwards had the one punt in the first half. Well, he had two. He only gets credit for one because it was a redo. Had about a 4-yard punt and then ended up only getting about a 25-yard punt after that penalty.
Pretty good kick.
Real
over,
nice kick
over
there.
Field, back to the 44-yard line. Makes one play, gets a tackle and a miss.
He is juking,
he's
all,
juking all over. Man,
like
now he's going backwards. Come on, get him. Get him. No, oh, turns off field, making positive gain. We got to put
fumble. Franklin County, I think, got on top of that.
Shelby County had an opportunity there. Got it.
Unreal.
Franklin County came up with it.
Unreal. A great punt by Edwards. Received at the 45.
That was incredible.
Returner catches it, tries to get going.
Ran 10 or 15 yards backwards.
I bet he ran 30 yards total going side to side. But was able to squeak through arm tackles and turn it into a positive game.
Shelby County ball, we're responding it.
I don't think they got that. Did they give it to Shelby County?
Well, the referee was showing Shelby County football.
Wow. Yeah.
Shelby County takes over,
so
they did recover the fumble.
Maybe we'll start getting some of those plays going.
All right, here's our first break, real break of the game. So 41-yard line to start this drive.
What looked surely like a Franklin County recover on the fumble, which went about eight yards further than where it was fumbled. Somehow Shelby County comes up with it. So Drain takes over again with a man in motion. Perry goes in motion. Manica was
back. Back to pass, down the right sideline.
Got a man.
Got a man open. Oh, right in the brush house. He's going for a touchdown.
Shelby
County is on the board. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Big play. First play of the series. Who do you find there? Number two, Brandon Davis.
Wide open down the right sideline,
Shane.
Wide open.
Go route. Just rolls right past the defense.
Caught the ball right in stride.
And you talk about Davis being a running quarterback, or Drain being a running quarterback. That was pretty good for a running quarterback.
I'll tell you what, that was impressive. That looked pro material right there.
That was very good.
Should I make a Tom Brady reference?
What is that?
No, I won't.
Yeah.
No, I won't.
Hold on. Not a 40-yard throw in the air and just hit him right on the stride. I mean, absolutely beautiful throw.
That was gorgeous. All right, back in the game.
There we go. That's what we talked about.
Needed a break. Brought it down, scored. Let's make the extra point.
Edwards looking to claw the Rockets back in within 7 with the extra point here. And it is good, as always.
All right, 28-21, Shelby County down by 7.
There we go. 10:03 left in the third quarter. We'll take a quick break and be right back.
Less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our Power to Do Great Things sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available through Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details on cost and terms. Your Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Seal. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.
All righty, and welcome back in to the second half. Shelby County, if you're just joining us, Shelby County just had a beautiful 58-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Drain to Brandon Davis, hit him in stride right down the sideline. Absolute gorgeous throw. Gets him back within seven. Here's Edwards with the kickoff.
Wow, that's all.
Wow,
what a leg that. Oh, and he tried to
drive kick, received it about the one, dropped it back up,
and
now he's got a seam. Got a flag down.
Good run back.
About a 33-yard return. Franklin County's number seven. That is Johnny Rodriguez, who's had some handling issues tonight. That's the second time he's fumbled the ball.
Who's the penalty?
Got a flag. I believe it's going to be a block in the back.
Holding on Franklin
Holding
County.
On Franklin, so we're going to move that back.
And I think they got to the 37, so they'll probably mock that back. Or where did they do it from the spot
headed
of the foul?
They headed about the 38, 39-yard line. So that's going to go back from the spot of the foul, which seemed to be about the 31. The ball should be spotted around the 21.
27. I think it's showing 27.
Yeah, 21.
No, yeah, you're right, 21.
So Franklin County
Flyers take over.
21-yard line. QB has one back in the shotgun. He hands it off.
Oh, see? Missed the tackle right there. Coming back, redirect. Catch him.
Yeah.
All right, good tackle by number 20. Seven. Good wrap up by 27 on the sideline here.
Good job there by Devontae Chandler. Sophomore defensive back. He's a real good looking sophomore.
Boy, that was almost dangerous. He ran left and got stopped and then came all the way back. And if he made that corner.
We talked about him, you know, starting to wrap up and hold their tackles, and you had a sophomore step up and do it. So.
That was a great play. Great recovery.
If he doesn't make that tackle, he's getting another 20 yards probably.
Easy.
Sanderson in shotgun again.
Rain's coming down again.
One back off to his right side.
Hands off up the middle.
That's
stepped
going
at the
nowhere.
Line. Stepped at the line. Great job.
Tackled by Shelby County. And I don't mean that as in Shelby County made the tackle, rather than the entire defense made the tackle.
Yeah. Ran into the height of the D, and the D did not buckle. Great play.
You think maybe the defense has heard us talking about them needing to wrap up?
I hope so.
Maybe they're mad at us because they were pretty aggressive and everybody wrapped up on them.
Maybe they needed a little different voice.
They need
some foreigner telling them what to do.
Right. Needed a Yankee telling them what to do.
No, Red Sox. Don't you dare say Yankee. Come on, man.
All right, so we got third down and one, a little bit less than one.
Important right here. Got to stop him.
Quarterback in the shotgun with one back off to his right.
Looks like they're calling a different play, changing it up.
Three receivers.
Here we go.
Quarterback draw.
Oh, stuff at the line. No gain. Great
absolutely.
Defense.
I believe he may have lost about a half a yard.
I think they pushed him back. Number 11 with the stop. Number 11?
55. And Perry was in on that too.
Yeah, number 11, number 55.
Jordy or Soto stepping up big again. He's had a real good game there in the middle. And Michael Perry was there to help out.
Looks like Franklin County's going to punt.
Probably a wise decision back here on your own 30-yard line. And momentum swung in the Rockets' favor.
Well, so far, so good.
Well,
we scripted it at half.
There you go.
Now we just got to get the ball one more time.
I knew we were good, but I didn't know we were back. Franklin County, fourth and three-ish. They're about fourth and two. They'll be punting. Wide snap.
Yeah.
Punter did a great job.
Yeah, got it off. Terrible kick. Out of bounds.
Shanked off the side of the foot. It's going to be just over the 50 or right about the 50.
I didn't mean that to come across like it did. It wasn't a bad kick. It just went off the side of the foot.
Yeah, wow. Look at where they're marking that out of bounds at the 40. Their own
40.
44. Wow.
40. Wow, that's awesome.
I thought it got up to about the 50 or even across, but they're marking it out of bounds at the 44. But it was a good job by the punter to be able to get that snap.
Yeah, because it went all the way to the
right,
and they had three Shelby County plays bearing down on him, and he got the kickoff, but it did go off the side of his foot. You know, you're kicking with water on the ball.
Off balance, wet ball.
Absolutely.
Wet ground.
Surprised he even got it off.
All right, let's see if Tyler Drain and his offense can get another quick strike.
Here we go, guys.
Tie the game up. Or take lead with a 2-point conversion if they choose to. Drain has Manica off to his left. Perry goes in motion. That's a handoff to Manica, who spins out of a tackle right at the line of scrimmage. Picks up maybe 2 yards. Tackle by, who got that? 40. I can't see the number.
71.
They say 71. That's Brian Allen.
Spotted at the 44. No gain.
Yeah, they maybe just past the original line of scrimmage, about a football. We'll call it second and 10.
Here we go. Let's go.
You know, we talked about it. Maybe like to see some screen passes and things of that nature. And Drain just, you know, rocked a beautiful bomb in the last series. Let's see. Here we go.
Screen right. Ball. Oh, good coverage. Man.
Ball was thrown a little short. It came out, looked like a little bit, awkward out of Drain's hands, and the ball ended up being low. So nice job catching the ball, but it allowed the defender to close the gap and make a nice tackle for a loss. It'll be third down.
Ball was placed on about the 48-and-a-half yard line.
Isn't it third and 14? Ball is just resting in between the right side hash mark, in between the 48 and 49.
Got to make this conversion, keep this momentum going.
You know, I think here's a good time to go ahead and dial it up and try to find your speed through Brandon Davis again on the sideline. Drain in shotgun with one back.
He's looking on the left side, and way overthrown.
Two defenders threw it into double coverage. Cornerback did have safety help over top.
Tended pass was for number 11, Michael Perry.
Yeah, that was just kind of a...
he overshot him.
Give it a heave-ho and hope that it does something you need. But, yeah, that one wasn't close. So Edwards comes on to punt, fourth and long. Going to be punting from about the 44, 43-yard line.
Line drive kick, bounces, off the bound, he gets
there.
That's good. Good tackle. Game tackle right there.
Good coverage on the punt.
27, 24, 12.
Three or four tacklers.
Yep.
Good coverage. Minimal gain on the return. Maybe 5 yards on the return. But I think it was number 7 again, Johnny Rodriguez.
Got a long way to go.
Got 6:07 remaining in third. Rockets trail by 7. They do have the only score here in the second half. We have a little bit of momentum on our side. Got a quarterback for Franklin County, Barrett Sanderson, who's played well tonight. He has one back beside him off to the right again. That's been their norm tonight. Got a receiver goes in motion.
Little redirect. Got to wrap him up again. Broke through a couple free tacklers. Made some positive gain.
Denzel Vance has been their version of our Malik Manica. He's getting some tough runs, getting through tacklers, putting his head down, and just pushing through.
Down about the 31-yard line.
Makes it first down and 10. Franklin County, 5:42 to go in the third quarter. Shelby County going with 3 down linemen. Perry showing blitz, and he does go in on a blitz. Ball is handed.
Yes. Oh, once again.
Wow.
Get him.
Hell. He escaped and completes the pass.
That's incredible. They had nothing but white shirts around the quarterback. He scampers to the right and throws a short completion, but it was not the negative 5 or 10 yards they had him on.
Shotgun formation. He tried to get around to the left. Perry came in on a blitz. Did a real good job getting through, fighting through the defenders.
Shelby County players on the field. Timeout on the field.
Player down.
Oh, two of them down. No, he's just kneeling down for some here. I think that's Manic on the field with his, he's on his back, breathing, but he's just laying there right at the moment. Staff is looking at him.
It is Manic. I think he's all right. They're helping him up. Doesn't appear to be any damage. Walking off.
Yeah, he's running off.
Jogging off.
Jogging off. No, that's good. Good sign.
All righty. So another play that should have been about a 6 or 7 yard loss.
That's incredible.
Ends up being just a short gain.
Well, that was all the quarterbacks doing.
Yeah.
I mean, he avoided tacklers. There was nothing but white shirts around him, and he still got a short pass off. Again, not for much gain, if any. Now they're showing second and 10, so no gain at all, but they could have had him for 5 or 6, 7 yard loss.
Another one of those plays that just didn't go our way.
But they're pursuing. That's good. They're showing aggressive defense here.
Yeah, defense is looking really good already in the second half.
Yep.
Flying all over the place, group tackling. Perry on the corner again. He's going to drop back and pass coverage this time.
They got a box down, bouncing out. He throws a pass wide open over the middle. Number 11 pursuing. First down and more. He's down the left-hand sideline.
Across the 50 down to the 44-yard line.
30.
Got past the 40 down to the 36 or so, 35.
So big game.
Turned in from a nice defensive job again, pressuring the quarterback, making him roll, and dumps the ball to a wide open receiver about 6 yards down, and he turns it into about a 30-yard gain?
30-yard gain, probably.
First and 10 at the 35. Franklin County moving again. Sanderson with one back.
Hand off on the middle. Stop. Good. Good for no gain. Or short gain, maybe.
You know, they only seem to be running a few different types of plays. It's, you know, it's a draw up in the middle on a handoff. It's a quarterback draw. Or it's a pass, a deep pass, and it's, you know, they just seem to be working just enough at the right moments for them.
They're ticking off the clock, though, 4 minutes and 35 seconds showing right now, second down and 9.
big series right here for the defense.
Gotta stop him. Gotta stop him. Yeah.
Stomps his foot in the shotgun. Gets the snap. He's looking
to the right
side. Good catch.
Wrap him up. Wrap him up.
Yeah,
all right. All right.
There you go.
Down for a loss. Excellent play.
Quick hitter. A little quick pass. I believe that was 24 that got in on the shoestring tackle.
Number 12 helped to wrap him and wrestle him down to the ground.
Great job there by the
5 yards.
It's
showing 5 yard loss on that. Third and 15. That's awesome.
Huge third down right here.
Come on, boys. Let's go.
Third and 16. 3:52 to go. Franklin County with the ball. Sanderson in this shotgun with one back beside him.
Two wideouts to the left, two to the right, showing a pass.
Take
down the right-hand line. There's a man open.
That's to be intercepted.
Yes, good play. Finally, they looked at the ball, intercepted by number 12.
It was 12. It is Drain. So Tyler Drain, that's
Tyler Drain with an interception. Huh, how about that? He caught the pass instead of throwing the pass.
Yeah, helping his own call.
Absolutely.
I could see that coming, then the Sanderson throw. It looked like it came out of his hand a little
bit. He was looking for the ball.
A little bit
high. A great play.
Receiver wasn't looking. Drain was all over it. Watched it the whole way. Jumps up, intercepts it. Could have been. It was actually probably offensive pass interference, but, of course, it doesn't matter. So Rockets
actually
take over.
Like a great basketball play.
Yeah.
Box the guy out, catch the ball.
Great rebound. Dennis Rodman style. So they've got it marked. What is that?
About the 15
or so.
Yep, 15. All right, we get the ball back. 3:37 in the quarter. Let's go, Rockets.
Get another score and get it tied up. Going into the fourth, you can't ask for anything better other than being in the lead. But the way the ball's bounced on us tonight, we'd be fortunate to be tied up. Drain goes in the shotgun, one back, Manica to his left. Harry goes in motion. It's a pitch to Perry.
Outside run.
Gets through the little
hole
there.
Still going? Good run.
Decent little run.
Good run.
So if they can get that play working, you know, Perry's been going in motion quite often, and they've been taking the pitch to him. That time he gets it and is able to turn it upfield immediately, planted that right foot, went straight ahead and got about 6 yards. They get that play working. It's, you know, that opens up the pass.
They're showing a gain of 7 on that play.
Third down and 3 minutes to go. 28-21 Franklin County. 3 wide receivers, 2 to the near side of the field over here. Drain has Manica beside him. Perry goes in motion again. It's a handoff.
Right up the middle. Here he comes. Oh.
Another big, powerful run. He got to the second level before finally getting up into
good tackle.
Nice
and
tackle.
He took a hit there.
Took a shot.
Definitely did.
Defender was smart enough to get down low because you don't want to stand up tall with Manica running through the hole.
No.
Coming right at
him. He hit him down the leg. I think he got him. I think he got him good.
Good enough for a first down, though.
Manica's off on the sideline.
First down and 10 at the 31.
Who took his place? Number 10?
Couldn't see who came in. Probably, let's see if I can see it.
Two and 11 are in the left-hand side, wide out.
3 receivers, Drain with one back to the side of him. He hands it off.
Run up the middle. Positive gain. Good for about 3 to 4 yards.
All right, middle, that's Brendan Durr coming in, taking Manica's spot. I'd like to see Durr get going here. He was very impressive earlier in the season when I watched him. Sophomore, good-looking fullback. So that will bring up 2nd down and 7 after a gain of 3. Shelby County with 2 minutes to go in the third
5'11",
quarter.
5'11", 191,
ball.
That's good size.
Yeah, he's a strong kid. 3 receivers, near side of the field, 1 split out at top, 1 back in the shotgun. Drain with a quick screen pass. Got good blockers. Perry with a beautiful play to hurdle a defender who was trying to take his legs out. Flag on the play, though. Michael Perry catches a screen pass, gets about 6 or 7 yards, hurdling a defender. Hit the triangle button on Madden. That's what that was. Holding on Shelby County. I believe that was on one of the receivers that was holding the block down here. I thought they were blocking well, but I guess one of them got a hold of Perry. He shouldn't have been. So it negates about a 5-yard gain and
makes
it back
10. They do that from the spot of the fall. That's interesting.
It's going to bring up, 2nd down and 16 or so, maybe 17. Clock winding down. It's down to 1:42, third quarter.
Ball's on the 25, 2nd and 16.
So Drain has dirt. Yeah, Drain has dirt to the left of him again. Three receivers near side.
Dropping back for pass, throwing it to the right.
Got a wide open man.
Oh, dropped the ball.
Oh, I couldn't hold on to it.
Good hit, good coverage on Franklin County side.
Good looking pass hit intended for number 10, Devin Mantilla, who
he got hit right at the perfect time.
That was good defense.
Good timing on the hit. Hate to say that, but it was.
Another huge third down coming up. This is crunch time, you know. It's kind of getting losing a little bit of the momentum that just took over. So let's see how Franklin County decides to line up. They've got four down linemen. Linebackers are playing up pretty close. So Shelby County comes out with a kind of a bunch formation. Two receivers.
Two right, two left.
Man goes in motion. Drain gets a snap.
Reverse.
Reverse is field. Hands
on,
it off.
Keep going. Keep running. Spin it.
He's
got the field. Keep going.
Yes. Down to the 49.
Good play.
Michael Perry. It was Perry again going in motion and getting the kind of a reverse counter. Drain hands it off to Perry, who's able to use his speed and power to get through a little hole, break a tackle or two, and get all the way up to the 49.
Had one man to beat. Guy wrapped him up. Good tackle. Ball on the 49-yard line. Great play.
Absolutely. First down and 10. Rockets still alive
here. You can just feel the momentum shift right there. Boom, one play.
We'll see if that's enough to deflate Franklin County's defense a little bit, and maybe they give up another big play here. Drain comes out. He's got three backs, technically. Perry goes in motion again. This one's handed off to Durr up the middle. Strong running. Gets about three. He was met at the line of scrimmage and just kept bull rushing and picked up a few yards.
Ball's on the 47. That was good for about four.
Drain looking at the sideline, gets the plays. Manica is coming back in. Good sign.
Second and six. Good field position. Ball's on the left hash mark.
So your defensive coordinator, you see Manica come back in. Do you think they're giving it to him or using him as a decoy?
I don't know. I'd like to see a big play down the sideline like they had earlier. They got two wideouts to the right, two to the left. Close formation. Number two coming across to the left. Hits to number two. Breaks the corner.
Brandon Davis using his speed to get the corner.
Close to the first down.
Going to be real close.
Not quite. Good run, though.
Are they going to mark him at?
I'm going to say they put him out at about the 44, really? I thought he got further than that.
Yeah, going to bring up third down and about one and a half, maybe two.
Just call it two to
call
be safe.
It two.
Third and two.
Now I say you use Manica here. Let him do his thing, run up the middle, pick up a first down here. Got Devin Mantilla coming near side as a receiver. Manica will be standing behind Drain. It's kind of like a little pistol formation with Perry and Davis up there, and Perry's been going in motion as he does here.
Yep,
run right
up the middle.
Manica.
There it is, first down.
Good block.
Oh,
Perry. Perry cutting
down at about the 39-yard line. Good run, though.
Nice
yeah, Perry
play.
Definitely
nice
had a lead block going on there.
I like how they did that. You know, Perry's been going in motion, going around Drain, you know, behind the quarterback, and either getting the pitch or faking the pitch. Well, this time he cuts in, runs
front.
In front of Manica,
yep.
And is used as a blocker. Used that, had a really strong block, sealed the edge. Manica was able to get the yards needed for a first down.
This will be the end of the third quarter.
That will do it. So we go into the final quarter down by seven, but moving the ball. So we will come back and pick up the fourth quarter and hopefully get back in this game, get a lead, and we'll be right back.